BookTrack brings your favorite stories to life through movie-style soundtracks. Best heard on headphones with high-quality audio settings.
Hachette Audio presents Time of Contempt, written by Andrei Sapkowski, translated by David French, read by Peter Kenny.
Blood on your hands, Volker. Blood on your dress. Burn, burn, Volker, and die. Die in agony for your crimes. Vegemins, called witches among the Nordlings, you be, a mysterious and elite caste of warrior priests, probably an offshoot of the Druids, QV. In the folk consciousness, they are endowed with magical powers and superhuman abilities. Vegemins were said to fight evil spirits, monsters, and all manner of dark forces. In reality, since they were unparalleled in their ability to wield weapons, Vegemins were used by the rulers of the North in the tribal fighting they waged with each other. In combat, Vegemins fell into a trance, brought on, it is believed, by auto-hypnosis or intoxicating substances, and fought with pure energy, being utterly invulnerable to pain or even grave wounds, which reinforced the superstitions about their superhuman powers. The theory, according to which Vegemins were said to have been the products of mutation or genetic engineering, has not found confirmation. Vegemins are the heroes of numerous Nordling tales. Compare F. Delannoy, Myths and Legends of the Nordlings, Effenberg and Talbot, Encyclopedia Maxima Mundi, Volume 15. Chapter 1. When talking to youngsters entering the service, Applegat usually told them that in order to make their living as mounted messengers, two things would be necessary: a head of gold and an arse of iron. A head of gold is essential, Applegat instructed the young messengers, since in the flat leather pouch strapped to his chest beneath his clothing, the messenger only carries news of less vital importance, which could, without fear, be entrusted to treacherous paper or manuscript. The really important, secret tidings, those on which a great deal depended, must be committed to memory by the messenger and only repeated to the intended recipient, word for word, and at times those words are far from simple, difficult to pronounce, let alone remember. In order to memorize them and not make a mistake...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?